Hello, this is John Kurtzer here in New York City at the Cutting Room. Very excited to be here with Best Ambiance, KXP Seattle, and I'd like to welcome Rakina Electric. Rakina Electric.
Some Zala kabe kai la kwa abe ne tando mkonton sno forem dani tando mkonton sno mkami foe la vo konta ton sno mkami foe la mami fo fo kwa ringa mkami foe la mami fo fo la ranta ba dinga mkami foe la mami fo fo ni som no dinga
Mokonta ton fancy no go.
Thank you. wore dunya urum wore dunya.
Thank you, Bikin Electric, for playing for us today. We're talking to a couple of members of the band here who are going to talk for the band. Lucas.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, Lucas and Mai.
Thank you.
From Burkina Faso, hence the name of the band, Burkina Electric. So Lucas or Mai, tell us about how the band, this band is really sort of a unique collaboration. I can't compare it to any other band that I know of. So tell me how this group came together, this group of musicians from Germany, Austria, I guess in Brooklyn, and Burkina.
Well, we go back a long time. I grew up in Austria, and I live in Brooklyn now, but I went to Africa for the first time in 1994. I was sent there by the Goethe Institute. I was still studying composition at the Music Academy in Vienna, and I'd gotten really into African music, and somehow the Goethe Institute heard some of my African-influenced very early compositions, some of the first pieces I wrote, and sent me to the Ivory Coast to collaborate with traditional musicians there. Mm-hmm. And that was a life-changing, fantastic thing. And
this was in 94?
In 94, and I just kept going back mm-hmm. and started a band there with various musicians living in the Ivory Coast called Bita Folie. And three of the members, of the other members of Burkina Electric, Pyrolator from Germany, and Mai and Wende, our guitarist, Mai is our singer, from Burkina Faso, were also members of that band. So we go back all the way to the 90s.
So they were living in Abidjan back then? Or?
Mai and Wende were living in Abidjan, and Pyrolator came with me, and we met all these different musicians. And actually, the first day we started working with musicians, about 150 musicians came. So I was like, how can I ever work with that many people? So I just started playing some of my most inaccessible, difficult music.
And see who got scared away.
It worked quite well because about 135 of them got scared away. But 15 people remained. And those people remain friends until this day. And we've done That's so much great. Together. And actually, Wende and Mai then showed up 2 years later in 1996. And the way we met Mayu was that one of the band members, Lamine Balde, a really great singer and guitarist from Guinea-Bissau, just came to the place where I was staying and played a cassette of a band that he rehearsed with in his neighborhood in Abidjan. Abidjan at the time was a very, very cosmopolitan city with people from all over West Africa and other mm-hmm. parts of the world living there. And he played this music, and a Pyrolator and I listened, and we said, who is the singer? We've never heard a voice like this before. We'd like to meet the singer. And we weren't looking for a singer in the band, but it was Mai, and she came to a rehearsal, and we all loved her, and so she ended up joining the band, and we did some touring together. And then both Mai and Wende eventually moved back to Burkina Faso. You know, Burkina Faso is a country that's it's landlocked, it's a little isolated, it's very poor.
Yeah, and people don't know its music much over in the West at all.
It's not known like Mali, for example. Yeah. And a lot of people from Burkina Faso spend a lot of time in Cote d'Ivoire. It's a little bit like Mexico to the United States. So there's actually none of the three Burkinabe in this band have not lived in the Ivory Coast. Mm-hmm. And Vicky, our dancer, was even born there. And so Mai grew up in the Ivory Coast, and Wende lived there for a long time. And then Mai moved back to Burkina Faso and became a kind of a local star there on the music scene, became really well known. And then I started working with Mai in Burkina Faso, and Wende came and joined us. And so the whole thing kind of shifted over to Burkina Faso. And at some point then we did various things together, and at some point there was an NGO in Austria that asked me, could I do something with musicians from Burkina Faso, because they knew I was working there.
So that's when you first brought electronics. Them to Europe? Is that what brought them to Europe for the first time?
Well, they'd been to Europe with Bita Folie and other things. But then this nonprofit organization in Austria wanted something specifically with electronics and asked whether I could do something with electronics. So I said, I know exactly who I could invite to do that. And of course, that was Mai and Wende and Pyrolator. And then we decided to get two dancers to round out the band. So that was really the beginning of Burkina Electric. And then it took us a while to really get together and start working, because it's not easy to bring together people from all these different places.
Mai, the vocals you're doing, is it in your local language, your language in Burkina?
Yes.
And let's get into the microphone over there.
Yes.
And tell us what some of the songs you're performing today, what the songs are about, what kind of subjects you write about. I assume you write lyrics?
Yes. Mm-hmm. The first song was what? Liggity?
Liggity, yeah.
Liggity, in this song, Liggity, we talk about, you know, the bad things people can do because of money. Yeah, that's what the song is about.
Okay.
Yes.
It means, Ligdi means
it means money.
In More.
More
is one of the languages, yes, yeah. From Burkina Faso.
Is Burkina Faso similar to many countries in Africa, the many different ethnic groups, you know, that work together and get along usually?
60 languages, approximately.
Yes, that's 60 languages. So.
And the second song you just played, La Voix de Bulgou, is French. La Voix de Bulgou
is in Bissa, which is one of the languages from Burkina Faso too.
But the title is in
French. The title is La Voix de Bulgou. It's also sung in Bissa, uh-huh. One of the languages from Burkina Faso. And it's this is a tribute to my ancestor.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
And in the last two songs you're playing for us, Mdole. That sounds like
yes.
A local language.
Mdole means, you know, my love, my, mm-hmm. You know, my honey.
Also in More.
Also in More. It's a love song.
And Lucas, if you can just talk a bit about how you brought electronics together with African music. Was it an easy process? Was it something that was like you had to work really hard to make this all work together? Because you've created a different kind of sound than most African bands.
Well, you know, actually what happened for me, it goes back even further than that. I started really late in music. I started after I graduated from high school. And before that, I was kind of a science geek, and I built my own little computer and stuff.
That's interesting, as a father, as a famous composer, that you didn't... is that because the pressure was not to do what your father had done?
No, my father was... You know, he always told me that if I wanted to get into music, I think, you know, he thinks he'd... that I'm talented and that I'd be mm-hmm. really good and everything, but I didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
And then when I finished high school, I kind of sat back and thought to myself, what am I going to do with my life? And I had to realize that I'm always hearing music in my head. Mm-hmm. So then I started getting into music and the other stuff kind of fell by the wayside. But then after a couple of years, I thought, well, I should really get back into electronics and stuff like that and make electronic music. So that was around the same time that the Goethe Institute asked me to go to the Ivory Coast. So I thought, well, I've been listening to African music and I really like it, but I don't know how to play African music, and the African musicians won't know how to play my music. So I think the most creative thing that we can do and the most sensible thing that we can do is try to do something else, something mm-hmm. that only can exist through the combination of all of our backgrounds. And I thought it would be so interesting to just bring electronics to Africa and see what'll happen. And nowadays there's a lot of electronic music in Africa, but back then that really wasn't the case so much. So I actually then invited Pyrolator to come with me because I was a total beginner in electronic music and he'd been doing that for a long time. And so we just started working on that in the Ivory Coast, and that kind of, we really had fun experimenting with electronics. And you know, there's actually, I think Africa is a really great place to use electronics, because if you think of African music, I mean, just one of many reasons, I've got many mm-hmm. reasons I can say, but if you just think of, you know, a lot of African music actually has kind of almost unconsciously a really fast pulse that's going through. And there's no sense of like bars or measures in the Western way of thinking, but right. There's a very strong sense of a beat, and that beat is often a summation of a very fast basic pulse. And if you think about how a computer works, it's actually, you know, a series of very, very fast zeros or ones.
Right.
So actually, in a certain way, African music and computer music are very conducive to working together.
Well, it works really well, and we should mention that your album Paspanga is just being released right now on Cantaloupe Music. Paspanga, it means...
More strength.
More strength.
It means more strength.
Yeah, it's actually really funny because Ouagadougou, the capital of Burkina Faso, it's a city of 2 million people. Mm-hmm. But the electricity of the entire city runs on a huge diesel generator.
Really?
And it makes a big noise. And when I first got to Ouaga, I was like, whoa, what's this big noise? And I started following the noise, and I then found that it was this huge diesel generator, which is the city municipal power plant. And it's in a part of town called Paspanga, which coincidentally also means more power in More, but that's a coincidence.
So this title has lots of meanings.
It seemed like an obvious title for our
album. Well, thanks so much for coming by, and I hope you make it to Seattle soon and come by our station out there.
Thank you to the cutting room. Thank you for having us here.
Thank you, Mayi. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Lucas.
Thank you.
This is KXP Seattle.
How popo yenge Mina na kwata no meuna.
Meuna.
Mina na kwata no pajana.
Pajana.
Hey, hey, hey.
Soki ya o bobo, ha o bobo yenge.
Hey, hey, hey.
Soki ya o bobo, ha o bobo yenge.
Ha o bobo yenge yenge.
Soki ya o bobo.
Hawabo yenge yenge,
soki hawabo, hawabo yenge,
hawabo sawanule,
soki hawabo, hawabo yenge,
hawabo nule gile,
soki hawabo, hawabo yenge,
hey hey hey,
soki hawabo, hawabo yenge,
hey hey hey, hey hey hey, hey hey hey,
atu laga di bedi de bugo gemeka, sawaki sawaka, atu wapani. Waka taka 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 taka